The interview.
A lot is on the line when it comes to abortion access. We are told, however, that Republicans, some of them, might be a little bit wishy-washy when it comes to an amendment that would guarantee abortion rights in Washington state. Let's figure this out. Joining me on the line is the Senate Minority Leader, John Braun. Thank you so much for coming on, Senator.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
So Phil Fortunato came on the show a few days ago saying that after a caucus meeting, there might have been some folks who were, quote unquote, wishy-washy when it comes to abortion access. What is the state right now of the caucus as it relates specifically to a constitutional amendment?
Well, let's be clear. That amendment was just heard this week, hasn't even come out of committee yet. We haven't had a meaningful discussion as a caucus on that amendment. I don't think, and I don't know what Senator Fortunato was referring to, but I don't get any sense that our caucus is wishy-washy on this issue. We've been very clear. We think this is, in large part, political theater. Mm-hmm. Abortion is an important issue. But wherever you stand on that issue, the voters of the state of Washington have been very, very clear in two initiatives going back over 50 years that you have access in the state of Washington. Nothing changed with the Dorn decision, and therefore there is really no reason for a constitutional amendment. So, A, I don't think it's necessary. B, I don't think that it's come far enough really for the caucus to have a discussion about it. And then finally, this is not the top issue that we're hearing from people around the state. They're concerned about public safety, about affordability, about education. This is an important issue, but this is not the top of their list. And I think in large part because they know the truth is nothing has changed in Washington, and the Democratic majority is performing political theater so that you don't hold them accountable for their poor choices on these other more important issues.
So to be clear, because the only way that this could actually move forward would be if four senators from the Republican side voted in favor of it. And you're saying that as of right now, Democrats do not have four senators to offer their bipartisan support.
No, not to my knowledge. I think I would know, but no, they don't have four.
I hope you would know, but I think you're right. You probably would know at this point. Yeah. So I think you're right. Obviously, there's no threat to abortion access here in Washington state. There never was. It is 100% performative. But they also know, Democrats know, that this plays to their advantage here in Washington state. I think you concede that, right? Yeah. So how should Republicans, in your view, even talk about abortion at this point, knowing that all conversations will actually help Democrats unless Republicans do start to change their tune and be more permissive of abortion access?
Well, I want to be clear with Republicans. Unlike the Democratic Party, this isn't a litmus test with Republicans. There are Republicans of many viewpoints in the party, and both in our state and others. I mean, we saw the results of the initiative or the constitutional amendment in Kansas last year, where we had a third of Republicans vote for that initiative or for that amendment. So I think we have to be measured. I mean, I think many of us feel strongly on this issue, but we also recognize the voters have been very, very clear and for a long time. And we now and historically have had been very respectful of the choices the voters made in the initiative process. So I don't think that changes. I think to the extent we can, we need to acknowledge the importance of the issue. We need to acknowledge the will of the voters. We need to be very, very clear that nothing has changed, and then move to the issues that are, say this is an important issue. It's a very important issue, but then it's not the issue that's affecting most people's lives or one of the issues that are affecting most people's lives every day right now.
You're 100% correct. It was funny because there was an article this morning and it quoted Senator Emily Randall, the Democrat from Bremerton, who was speaking of, I believe now, the seven abortion bills that are being discussed. And she said, quote, "I think it's a real statement of our investment in making sure that these policy priorities not only get heard in both chambers, but early enough in session that we can get everything across the finish line." Here's the deal. There's something, to your point, that is incredibly important, and it has to do with rescinding the vehicular pursuit ban. And yet it's not, as of now, at least on the Senate side, it's not going to get a hearing.
Yeah, the voters should be very frustrated with this. Is again, important issue, but not the top issue in their lives. They're worried about their family safety, about the safety in their community. They understand that the data is pretty clear, despite claims to the contrary, that this lack of this restriction on the ability of law enforcement to pursue when appropriate, and they have very clear rules. They're very conscious of the safety implications, but to pursue has opened up a whole new realm of opportunity for criminals, and it's leading to big problems in our state. And for them to say, hey, this is the most important issue, let's be clear. This is a big week for abortion bills. I sat through one in Labor and Commerce where one person showed up to testify for it, and that person was opposed. So you can't tell me this is the top issue in people's minds when that's the turnout we're getting. On the other hand, when you talk about public safety, whether it's the Blake decision, the pursuit issue, or the lack of law enforcement officers in our state, you get overwhelming response from across the state. There's a big difference here, and we need to recognize that. You know, the voters have priorities, and we should be listening. Citizens have priorities, and we should be listening.
100%. Last question, since you brought up the Blake decision, there is a bipartisan bill in both chambers that would address the drug decriminalization / legalization. I haven't heard whether or not this is going to get a hearing.
Yeah, so I think when it comes to the Blake decision, which just so everybody knows, that's the decision that legalizes hard drugs, I think we're on a better path. There is a range of options in the Senate. I understand the chair there is going to hear all the bills. She hasn't committed to moving all the bills, but I think all of them will give us option for debate and refinement on the floor of the Senate. I think that there's a growing majority that is supportive. They understand that our experiment over the last 2 years in legalizing drugs, and certainly the similar experiment south of us in Oregon, has been a disaster, and many, many people have died as a result. We can't allow that to continue. So I'm optimistic there. I think it still takes some work, but I think that we're certainly committed to finding a solution that works for our state and keeps our folks safe. And just like in the pursuit issue, I think the rhetoric from the other side of the aisle, from the Democratic majority, is a little more positive in that case.
Well, fingers crossed on that one. You have to come up with something by the end of this legislative session as of July 1st. Otherwise, it becomes completely legal statewide, and it would be a disaster. State Senator John Braun, Minority Leader, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.